This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Rihanna Farby, Business Development Director from Omni Academy. Hello there, Rihanna, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
And welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out all about Omni Academy, it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about your background and how you started your career in the beauty industry.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So I came into the beauty industry actually as a bit more of a mature student. I'd been to university and I'd been backpacking, and I wanted to continue my travels and work alongside it at the same time. So I was looking for ways in which I could do that. And I had an idea to maybe go and work on cruise ships. And I was looking for career opportunities that would enable me to do that. And beauty looked like a good option. So I retrained after uni as a beauty therapist, with the sole purpose just to go and work on cruise ships for a while and travel and earn a bit of money, which I did. I actually found Omni for my training. Carolyn, principal of the academy, took me through my training at the time, right up until my application onto the ships on the other side of it. It was how she'd started her career off in the industry as well. So she was so supportive. And off I went, did my stint abroad. And when I came back, she actually asked me if I'd come and work with her in the academy as well, utilising a bit of my skills from my degree and also a lot of what I'd learned within the beauty industry at that time as well. And I came and worked for her, and that was 10 years ago now.
Oh, wow. And what was it like working on a cruise ship?
Oh, it was just wonderful. It was really hard work, really long hours, really interesting guests, and lots of massaging. But I obviously got to see the most incredible, beautiful places. So it just was the best experience.
It sounds amazing. So Omni Academy started in 2008 by Carolyn Cross, the principal, in Walton-on-Thames, Surrey, and it offers hair and beauty apprenticeships and courses. And I believe that there are 400 students per year which graduate.
Yeah, that's right. We've obviously over the years, it's been growing and growing. And this year, yeah, we hit our highest number of enrolments ever, which was over 400.
Wow, that's amazing. And but the various the training that you do is in hair, beauty, makeup and aesthetics. So for people who don't know, could you tell us what aesthetics covers?
Yeah, absolutely. So we cover beauty aesthetics at Omni. So that ranges from kind of your more advanced facial treatments, starting to incorporate facial electrical machines, through to laser and IPL. We're going to be introducing microneedling and skin peeling this year as well, which we're really excited about. And kind of all the preparation and entry requirements that you would need should you wish to go into those more advanced aesthetics treatments like injectables and things like that. We don't teach that ourselves, but we certainly have the qualifications that will get you on that path.
It seems there seems to be so many opportunities in the beauty industry to work in so many different sectors. And of course, you also offer hairdressing.
Yes, that's absolutely right. It is an incredibly diverse diverse industry. People, I think, sometimes look at the industry and think they understand that what it includes. But actually, once you get into it, you realise how many different paths and avenues there is to explore, and so many different specialisms as well. The hairdressing is something which we fairly recently brought in, and it's a natural addition to what we already offered with the beauty and the aesthetics and the massage. And of course, it's just such a popular industry, and something which people of all ages and stages in their lives might choose to go into. It's really something that's open for everyone and anyone.
Yes, because you offer the apprenticeships, but you also offer a level 2, 3, 4, and 5 programs. And also you have this flexible approach, don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the majority of our courses targeted to more mature learners are designed to be part-time courses to allow for flexible learning. So one day a week, weekend options, evening options. And it allows people to train alongside either a busy home life or existing work commitments so they can gain those qualifications whilst continuing to work if they needed to. And then once they've got their qualifications, they can then make the transition into the industry.
And I suppose the training these days is a sort of hybrid combination of Zoom and face-to-face.
Yeah, for some courses, that is the case. Because of what we deliver, because it is so practically based in our industry, there's nothing quite like face-to-face training when you are teaching a practical skill. Sure. But certainly for the theory elements of it, it can work very effectively through Zoom, particularly obviously during the pandemic when we were kind of in lockdown, we did transition all of our courses. So rather than cancel courses, we continued to deliver the theory front loaded via Zoom, which worked incredibly effectively. And then as soon as we were able to come back into the academy for face-to-face training, we were then able to deliver all of the practical skills for the remainder of the course.
That's terrific. And so now let's move on then to congratulations are in order because Omni Academy has been shortlisted as national finalist for the AAC Apprenticeship Awards. In yes. the Hair and Beauty Apprenticeship Provider category. So well done for that. So how do you feel about that?
Well, we are absolutely over the moon. We were really surprised to receive the email to tell us that we'd made it to the finalist category because, you know, for us, we do enrol 400 students a year now, but we still feel like quite a small fish in a big pond of providers. Our competition really is our large colleges in the area. So to be put up against and recognised as a real competitor to some of those larger organisations is just it's amazing, really. Sometimes when you're in it, you don't realise you're working so hard in it. You don't realise maybe how other people perceive you and how you're making progress, I suppose.
Well, congratulations. And as part of that, you were invited to the House of Commons for a reception. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we went up to London last Monday and it was my first time at the House of Commons. Carolyn had been there before in her background. She's past chair of an organisation called BABTAC and SIBTAC, and she's been really pioneering for regulation in our industry. So she had experience going up to the Houses of Commons and speaking on behalf of, as a spokesperson of the industry to members of parliament about it. But for me, it was all very new and very exciting. And we had a drinks reception. There was lots of, you know, congratulations. We had Robert Chalfen there, who was really talking very highly about the apprenticeship programme and really praising all the efforts, which was really lovely to hear. And also fantastic to meet all the other members of the finalists and the other categories of the awards as well.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Sounds really great. So why do you think Omni Academy was shortlisted?
I'd like to think that it was recognition of the hard work that we do. We as a team work incredibly hard to make sure that we offer a really high quality provision with the apprenticeships. At the end of the day, it's all for the apprentices. It's their step onto the ladder of their careers. And it's so important that they come into the industry with such a solid foundation in their knowledge and their skills to build a really, really strong, successful career. They are the future of our industry. So it makes sense that it's correct that they should have a really good quality experience.
And then you've also had another award winner recently, haven't you? Because one of your level 3 beauty therapists won Apprenticeship of the Year and her salon won Aesthetic Salon of the Year.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, Jackie. So, yeah, it's a bit of a flurry, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely.
That also was really fantastic as well. She came to us and she said, oh, we've entered these awards. Could you give me a reference? I'm going for Apprentice of the Year and her salon won it and she won it and she, well deserved as well. She's an incredibly diligent and hardworking student and she really, really deserved that. She's actually gone on now and become a manager within the salon. So that's a fantastic success story and that's when apprenticeships really work. We do see it quite often.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
They stay in their salons and they work their way up into senior leadership and management within their salons as well. It's wonderful to see.
So what do you think the advantages of apprenticeships are for employers and the students?
So for employers, they get a chance to grow their own. As an employer, when you employ a member of staff who's come from another salon, a therapist from another salon, sometimes they've picked up maybe bad habits or just different ways of doing things. Each salon has their own way of doing things. And sometimes a salon owner may need to kind of break down any bad habits or different habits picked up and try and reteach how they want the therapist to do things in their salon. But with an apprentice, they get the opportunity to nurture their own, and that apprentice, they don't know any other way of doing things other than the way that salon owner wants them to do them. And for the apprentice themselves, they are getting the most amazing opportunity. The government's paying for their training. Their salon owner is paying them not only for the hours they're working in the salon, but also for the hours they're training as well. So they really are earning while they're learning. That apprenticeship catchphrase, it's so true, the tagline. And also they get that all-important work experience that comes with it, particularly in an industry like ours, which is so practical and so hands-on. Of course, practice makes perfect. And the more practice they can get while they're training, the more confident, more competent beauty therapist and hairdresser they can be at the end.
That sounds really good. And of course, the programmes last between 15 to 24 months, depending on the level and the apprentice.
Yes, that's right. So at the end of their training, all apprenticeships now include something called an endpoint assessment. So it's a very rigorous assessment process. An external examiner will come into the salon or into the academy. We choose to have them into the academy, and they will watch the apprentice showcase the range of skills they've learned across the programme. And it's really to make sure and maintain the quality and standards of newly qualified hairdressers and beauty therapists coming out into the industry.
So if anyone's listening out there and thinks, oh, yes, I'd like to become a hairdressing or a beauty apprentice, what should they do?
So you can get in touch with us just by through the website. You can send an inquiry or you can give us a call. We have a very open door policy here at Omni. We'll invite you in for an interview on a one-to-one basis. If you are under the age of 19, we do request that you bring a parent or a guardian with you, because it's important that you have the support from home as well, and the people around you understand the program as well, because it is very different from a normal kind of college course. And then we will talk through all the next steps with you to get you prepared and ready to start on the next intake.
And then for the salon owners, they should get in touch with you to find out what the training procedure is for their apprentices.
Yeah, absolutely right. So if apprentices come through to us, potential apprentices, and they're looking for a workplace position as an apprentice, then we have a network of salons that we are constantly expanding and that we would put them in touch with. But also if an apprentice were to approach a salon and ask them if they, you know, they wanted to have an apprentice, the salon could put them in touch with us and we can marry it up that way as well.
Right. That sounds really good. So anyway, getting back to your apprenticeship awards. So when do you find out whether you've been successful?
So 22nd of March, Jackie, is the awards ceremony up in Birmingham. So the team are going up there. We've got a table and we're really looking forward to it. Win or lose, we're absolutely delighted to have been considered. And it's just such a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. Well, I keep my fingers crossed, and you must keep us posted as to how you get on.
Will do. Thank you ever so much.
So if you could give us your website details so people can get more information, that would be great.
Sure, absolutely. So it's omniacademy.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Rhianna.
Thank you, Jackie.
That was Rhianna Farby, Business Development Director from Omni Academy.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.